Hey everybody, what's up? This is your girl Yasmin Nicole. Welcome back to the Geeky Natural Mom Podcast. These following episodes will include some little back to school tips since back to school is approaching. So I hope you enjoy these little hacks and discounts and tips that I have. So thank you so much and peace and love. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Geeky Natural Mom Podcast. Thank you for joining me. Thank you so much for the love and support. In today's episode, I want to kind of talk about back to school. Since back to school is approaching, I have some tips to help you ease through the back to school season a little bit easier. So stay tuned for this episode. All right. So probably like the main tip I can give you, one of my main tips I can give you is probably you should probably do it in the beginning of the summer. But even if not, probably a month before back to school or even a few weeks before back to school is to make sure to kind of like keep your children's brains like, I don't want to say open, but kind of like, make sure they don't lose what they retained from the last school year. So what I do is I kind of have like a homeschool thing where I print out worksheets, get them ready for the new school year. My daughter is starting middle school, so we've been doing like practicing math and different subjects for sixth grade. And just so that they won't forget, and then once they ease into the school year, it'd be a little bit easier to kind of know what to expect. They kind of like, they just be ready to do it and don't feel like a shock or, you know, overwhelmed with what they're learning. So I think that's a big thing. So if you didn't start in the beginning of the summer, because the kids do lose what they retain from school. So that's definitely a tip. Start a back to school routine. Like pretty much that means like kind of start them going to bed earlier, getting a routine, like whatever your routine was before school ended, kind of like get them ready like for that routine. Even if it's just smaller stuff, like having their bedtimes, dinner at a certain hour, quiet time at a certain hour. It depends on your routine and what you want your routine to be. If you need to tweak things, if you need to add things, if the kids have like extracurricular activities or like, you know, other stuff, you can kind of like tweak that stuff in and make sure you have like a I have like a dry erase board, and I have also like the calendar too. So you can get those like anywhere, like a Walmart or Target or whatever, and kind of like put it on your wall. Because if you have like multiple kids like I do, I have to write out like their stuff, because like I'll get confused. If you have Google Calendar, use Google Calendar. If you have like an iPhone or Android, use the calendar there. If you like planners, use a planner or a bullet journal, whatever you need to kind of help you with like getting back to a routine, because I feel like it's more organized and you're not like discombobulated, because like it gets busier and busier as the school year progresses. And if your children like have like different things that they like to do, like at school, like a club or something like that, like, you know, you need to have things in place, like kind of just kind of like a reset of some sorts, so you can be ready and, you know, not be overwhelmed. And with that, have a command center. A command center, I think, is very important, in like an area in your house where the kids can like have their book bags in a certain area, have their like their coats or their boots or whatever, all in like a little, like if you have like a mud room, like a back room or like a laundry room that has like place you can have it there, or have it in your kitchen, your bedroom, wherever. Just like a little area where, you know, like if your child has chores during the week, make sure they have their chore chart, something that they need, like a lunch chart, they can pick from like the inventory that's in your fridge. And I'm also going to talk about lunch in a little bit, about buying in bulk. So yeah, like having like a set lunch list. It don't have to be like you know, like structured, but at least like the kid, like let the kids know, okay, this is, you know, what's available, this is what you need, this is, you know, things like that. So I think like having like a command center. So I saw on YouTube like one mom had like the book bag set up, and then she had like drawers of and it had like the date, like the different days of the week, and it had like your her children's clothes in like the little drawers for each day. And then if they had if they're in sports or something, they had like the little like uniforms and stuff in there. So I thought that's a pretty good idea to like kind of have that too. So like, anyway, again, like routines and things like that, it's up to you and what works for your family. So I think having a command center is very important, especially like if you know you're gonna be busy during the year. So it'd be easier for you and your children, and they know where things are and they know what to expect. Another big one is make sure your paperwork is up to date. I know that seems like so like simple, but people are busy and they forget. Like, make sure your records are up to date, you know, make sure you fill out the paperwork that is asked for, because sometimes they, you know, the district will give you paperwork before school starts. Just make sure you have everything in place, so and it's not a burden when the school year starts. And for my autism caregivers that may have IEP this year, that's brand new, I would say prepare for that. Kind of be resourceful, research, because y'all already know my spiel on IEPs and how they can be hectic, especially for a new autism parent, you know, that just got a diagnosis from their child. Definitely prepare for your IEP, ask questions, write down questions, research. If you know someone that's kind of went through the same thing, ask them. There are Facebook groups, and you can kind of like get people's experiences with IEPs. Also get an advocate if possible, because it's a lot of stuff they'll tell you that you might not understand, and with the advocate it would be kind of better, because they'll kind of show you and kind of like help you understand what they're saying, because it sounds like a bunch of like, it sounds like a whole bunch of unnecessary stuff, but it's so, IEP is the worst. Like, they really are. It's just, I literally be sitting there like, come on, like, seriously. But yeah, definitely, you know, get an advocate, and on top of get an advocate, get support. If you have somebody that, you know, is a big support to you and your family, don't go to the IEP alone. Because I feel like I've done that before, and I felt so frustrated and overwhelmed, you know, after the fact. So if you don't have someone to go with you, at least contact an advocate, I would say like the month before, sometimes 2 months before, depending on the schedule. Call your local district, or like call your local like resources for special education to get an advocate, because I feel like with an advocate I would feel like things would get easier, like will be a little bit easier, and also they'll kind of like push things, like even though you, the caregiver, have to push, sometimes you might need like a second person to like get them to hurry up. But like, if you need to go back to like the other episodes of how like the IEPs work and what to do with resources, please go back and listen to those episodes, because I feel like they really help with like the IEP season. Like, they, man, if I can tell you horror stories of IEPs, like, and IFSPs, it's just a lot. It is so much at one time. So please get support, ask questions, write down questions, join support, like special needs or special education support groups on social media. And when you do, make sure it's like a positive, like the whole social media thing, make sure it's like a positive place, because like it's some groups that are very negative and are very like shamey, judgy. So like if you find like a good, like a really good Facebook group, for example, that have parents that are resourceful and knowledgeable, even like different like organizations, because sometimes like organizations be on those Facebook groups and they can help you. So yeah, please take advantage if you can. So you have a right to be frustrated as well, because like again, it's frustrating. I'm with you. I understand it's frustrating, and make sure you are being heard. Make sure that you understand what they're saying. Make sure that they understand what you're saying and not just feeding you any old type of bullshit. I'm sorry that happens in these situations, unfortunately. But yeah, please stay on top of that. And also, like, and I had this experience last school year, please stay on top of your special education department at your school. Make sure that they stay on top of the IEP. That is very important, because some things kind of get lost in the shuffle, and like your child will get lost. For example, Maya was supposed to do a like a group, and they thought that she was like participating in the group as part of like her social skills, and she wasn't even in the group. And I was like asking her like, how was your day in the group? And she didn't even go. They overlooked it. So like, please stay on top of your special education department. And yes, they see a lot of kids, and yes, they go through, but just kind of nudge them, because they'll forget. Just kind of nudge them a little bit and ask questions and stay on top of them, because they will forget or they will push you to the side. So please, please, please stay on top of that. That is very important. I would say get prepared mentally. I think that's very important too. Like, I feel like they're all important, but this one is very important. Get prepared mentally, because like if you have like multiple children, or sometimes if you have like multiple children on the spectrum or anything else, it's going to be a lot thrown at you, and you need to be like built for tough for that. And just like be prepared, make sure you just make sure you're ready, like you're calm, take time for yourself. If you need to reach out to people, or, you know, any support like that, because like the school year is long and it's a lot that, that's going to be going on. So please like prepare yourself mentally, make sure you give yourself self-love and reflect and all that stuff. So, you're not overwhelmed, you know, in the middle of the school year. So that's very, very important. Buy in bulk. Going back to what I said earlier about lunches and things like that, I would say it's easier to have like things in order. Like if you make like a grocery list, not like before even the grocery list, I would, you know, have the kids sit down and figure out like what kind of snacks they want. Or if they want to have lunch at school this day, what kind of things they want. And then y'all go, this might be weird to say, or some parents might be against this, but I think it's like great if you have your children at this grocery store, and they're just not there just because you need to shop, but like they're actually like enjoying the experience. Like my kids love grocery shopping, because I try to like involve them in it. So like I'll make Maya write a list, and she writes the list of the things that she wants. And then I'll probably write a list of something Austin and Thomas want. And then they kind of pick out what they want, and they kind of know the aisles now. So they'll know which aisle to go to get things. So like just making it like a fun experience for them, kind of make it a learning experience too. So yeah, like, and buy things in bulk. Like, If you gotta go for like a monthly grocery shop to make it easier, like go to like a wholesale store, even Amazon has like things like wholesale that you can order from there, or take advantage of like the grocery pickup, or take advantage of like delivery service like Instacart and all those things to make it easier for you, because you don't want to be in the middle of the week and you have to rush in grocery shop and because you forgot something, or you didn't get everything you were supposed to. So take advantage of the things that's out there. It's like a lot of cool things out there. I use Walmart delivery because like I'm not able to go to Walmart all the time, so I go to like the app, like the Walmart app, because they have an option where you can pick up and where you deliver. And most of the time I do delivery because, like, again, I can't get there and like they'll deliver the stuff at a certain time. I actually did it today and like it's been a lifesaver because it's really hot today and I didn't want to go to Walmart. So like, please take advantage of those things. And I will say, yes, I made a list. Make a list. Meal prep for yourself. Like if you're a working mom and you or a working dad and you don't want to buy lunch and you want to save a little bit of money, meal prep for you and your kids, and just buy in bulk, and then it's easier. You won't be, like I said, rushing to the store trying to buy things and buying unnecessary stuff and just going all type of frantic. So yeah, please buy bulk. I love buying in bulk when I can, or take advantage of like the things that's out there that's making our lives a little bit easier. This kind of ties into what I said about having a command center. Just having things out the night before. I will kind of like tie this into the next tip that I have, because like it kind of goes hand in hand. So I'm just gonna like, if you're not able to do the thing that I'm about to say, just have things out the night before and put it like in your command center, or put it somewhere where you can see it. Like if you know you wake up at 5 a.m. and you need workout clothes because you work out, have your work clothes or what have you, have the kids closed out and all those things, just make sure that you do it the night before. So I would say have a Sunday routine, because it's, or a Saturday routine if you want your Sunday to like to relax. But if not, have a good Sunday routine. So I would say like get up like 5-6 in the morning, or probably like I would say so, it depends on like your schedule. If you're not doing anything on a Sunday, I would, you know, make sure the laundry is done, make sure the kids have their clothes ready for the week. Make sure you, like I said, you meal prep for both kids, make sure they have lunches, make sure you meal prep for dinner, because you know you might not have time to make dinner during the week. You can batch cook, and that's the thing I like to do. If I don't have time to cook and the kids really need my attention, I'll try to batch cook for like the first 3 days of the week, and make sure that it's just dinners in place, because it's easier to just put it in the microwave or put it in the oven. And it made things so much easier. So yeah, have a Sunday routine. Like if you need to clean, like deep clean, or take your Saturday to deep clean, and just or you can just have a day to set up. YouTuber Gia from Marriage and Motherhood, she has this thing called Sunday Setup, which I really, really like. She like does her routine and pretty much set up for the week, and I think it's really good. Check her out on YouTube. I always talk about YouTube because I probably watch YouTube more than I watch television, because there's some really great people on YouTube that like really want to help people and like throw ideas out there, and just like it's just really. Not everybody, like, just be clear on that. Not everybody is not good on YouTube, but the people, like, core people that are on there, like, really good people, and they have really good ideas. But I also say, like, YouTube, don't fall into the I gotta have it because this YouTuber has it, or I have to buy it because this YouTuber has it. Like, you easy get like consumed in that, and then it'd be like a whole like cult thing. And you know, I don't want to get into that because that's not what we're here for. But just keep it, you see it, people. Just keep an eye out for it. But anyway, I really like her Sunday setup routine where she gets ready during the week and pretty much like sets herself up and her family so she can have a pretty much copacetic week and not really having to do so much. The main point of this guide is to help and keep you organized and you're not running around like a crazy person, because like when you're not organized and the kids are not organized, and then when you're like kind of going crazy, they're going crazy because they feel your energy. So it's easier to have these things in place so you're able to have a successful week. So that's all I have. I'm not going to do like a long back to school thing because it's really no point. I think these tips help very, very well. I think that you can switch things. You can make it your own. You don't have to do everything I say on this list. You don't have to try anything on this list. You don't have to do anything on this list. But pretty much what I'm saying is try something that works for you and your family. And yeah, I pretty much said that this whole episode, but it's true. Just find something that works for your family so you're not overwhelmed and your family's not overwhelmed, and it works perfectly. Like not even perfectly, it just works for you guys. So that's pretty much what I have, and you got this. This is going to be a great school year. I hope everything is well during the school year, and yeah, that's pretty much all I have. And if you hear like any crazy background noise, I'm sorry. I will try to edit it out as much as I can. But yeah, that's all I got for your survival guide to back to school. If you want me to do a more in-depth version, I will. Or if you want me to like do like a specific topic or anything you want me to go into detail, let me know and I will. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time. Peace and love, and positivity is the best policy. Bye, guys.